Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Gerdau SA, ticker symbol GGB, a major player in the steel industry. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance and even intrinsic value. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Gerdau? This is a company that's been around for over a century, based out of São Paulo, Brazil, and it's one of the leading steel producers in the Americas. They've got a wide footprint, operating in Brazil, North America, South America, and beyond, producing everything from long steel to flat steel and even iron ore. For investors, Gerdau offers exposure to the basic materials sector, which can be a solid play if you're betting on infrastructure growth or industrial demand. Let's break it down further and see what's under the hood. Alright, let's talk about who Gerdau is at its core. Founded in 1901, Gerdau SA is a heavyweight in the steel game, with operations split into key segments: Brazil business, North America business, South America business, and special steel business. They churn out products for construction, industrial, and automotive sectors, selling through independent distributors, direct mill sales, and their own retail network. With about 30,000 employees and a market cap of around $8.65 billion, they're a significant player. Headed by CEO Gustavo Werneck da Cunha, the company is deeply tied to economic cycles, especially in construction and infrastructure. Something to keep in mind as we analyze their numbers. Their beta of 0.89 suggests they're slightly less volatile than the broader market, which might appeal to conservative investors. Now let's dig into Gerdau's revenue streams. While I don't have the exact breakdown by product or geography for the latest quarters, I can tell you based on their historical performance that North America has been a massive contributor recently, accounting for 75% of their consolidated EBITDA in Q1 2026, up from 62% for the full year of 2025. That's a huge shift and shows how critical their US and Canadian operations are to the bottom line. Total revenue for 2025 came in at about 69.9 billion Brazilian reais, down slightly from 2024's 67 billion, but still a solid figure considering the cyclical nature of steel. This tells me Gerdau is leaning heavily on North American demand, likely tied to infrastructure spending and construction activity there. Keep an eye on how this balance plays out. Diversification across regions could be a buffer if one market slows down. Moving on to earnings, Gerdau's recent performance gives us a lot to unpack. In Q1 2026, they reported an adjusted EBITDA of 3 billion reais, a 25% jump from Q4 2025, which is a strong sign of recovery or operational efficiency kicking in. For the full year 2025, net income was down significantly to 1.39 billion reais from 4.57 billion in 2024, with EPS dropping to 0.69 from 2.18. That's a red flag for profitability, likely tied to higher costs or weaker demand in certain markets. However, their historical earnings show resilience. Back in 2023, they posted a net income of 7.5 billion reais and an EPS of 3.55, so they've got the capacity to bounce back. The key takeaway here is that while 2025 was a tougher year, the latest quarterly uptick in EBITDA suggests they might be turning a corner. Let's also touch on some insights from management during their latest earnings discussions. In their Q4 2024 call, Gerdau's team highlighted an adjusted EBITDA of 10.8 billion reais for the full year, despite challenges like weaker demand in Brazil due to economic slowdowns. They emphasized North America's strength as a key driver and talked about strategic investments to boost competitiveness. Management seems focused on navigating a tricky macro environment while pushing for better trade defense measures in Brazil to counter cheap imports. This shows they're not just sitting back, they're actively trying to protect margins and position for growth. I like that proactive stance, but it also highlights risks tied to policy and competition. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of Gerdau's health. On the income statement side, revenue has been fairly stable over the past few years, peaking at 82.4 billion reais in 2022 before settling at 69.9 billion in 2025. Gross profit margins have tightened, dropping from 22.8% in 2022 to 11.4% in 2025, which signals cost pressures, likely from raw materials or energy. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets stand at 81.7 billion reais as of 2025, with a healthy current ratio of 2.89, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Debt to equity sits at a manageable 0.31, so leverage isn't a huge concern right now. Free cash flow for 2025 was about 1.3 billion reais, down from 5.4 billion in 2024, reflecting higher capital expenditures. Overall, the financials show a company that's solid but facing margin compression, something to watch closely. Now, let's talk valuation. Gerdau's current price-to-earnings ratio is around 30.67 based on trailing 12 months, which seems high for a steel company, especially compared to the industry average of about 24. But when we look at forward PE ratios, the picture gets more interesting. For 2026, the forward PE is estimated at 10.12, dropping to 7.36 by 2028. That suggests the market expects earnings to grow or the stock to become more reasonably priced over time. Price to sales is at 0.61, which is pretty low, indicating the stock might be undervalued relative to revenue. With a dividend yield of 2.78%, there's also a nice income component here. At a current price of 4.32 cents, I'd say Gerdau looks potentially attractive if those forward earnings estimates hold up, but the high trailing PE gives me pause for now. Let's break down Gerdau's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is solid when you look at historical data. Adjusted EBITDA of 10.8 billion reais in 2024 is nothing to sneeze at. Their strong presence in North America, contributing heavily to EBITDA, is a big plus, as is their diversified product portfolio across steel types and markets. On the flip side, weaknesses include margin pressures, as seen in the drop in gross profit margins, and heavy reliance on cyclical industries like construction, which can hurt during downturns. For opportunities, infrastructure spending globally, especially in the U.S. with ongoing policy support, could drive demand for steel. They're also investing in sustainability, which could attract ESG-focused investors. However, threats loom large. Economic slowdowns in Brazil, competition from cheap imports, and volatile raw material costs could squeeze profitability. Balancing these factors, Gerdau has a strong base, but needs to navigate macro risks carefully. Let's check out Gerdau's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 2.96%, and over the last month, it's pretty flat at 0.24%. But zoom out to 3 months, and we've got a 23.37% gain, with a whopping 44.29% increase over 6 months in the past year. That's impressive outperformance compared to the broader basic materials sector, which is up 77.3% over the past year, but still shows Gerdau is riding a strong wave. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in a solid uptrend, but with such sharp gains, I'd be cautious about a potential pullback in the short term. Momentum is strong, though, so if you're a trend follower, this might still have legs. All right, let's try to pin down Gerdau's intrinsic value to see if the current price makes sense for long-term investors. Using a discounted cash flow approach, I'm factoring in their historical free cash flow trends, around 1.3 billion reais in 2025, though it's been as high as 6.7 billion in 2022. I'll assume a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next few years, given the cyclical nature of steel, and a discount rate of 8%, to account for market risks and their exposure to emerging markets like Brazil. I'm also considering their capital expenditure needs, which have been significant, averaging around 5 to 6 billion reais annually. After running the numbers, I'm estimating Gerdau's intrinsic value to be in the ballpark of $5.50 to $6 per share, compared to its current price of $4.32. That suggests the stock could be undervalued by about 20 to 30%, which is intriguing for value investors. Keep in mind, though, that this hinges on stable cash flows and no major disruptions in steel demand or pricing. If macro conditions worsen, this estimate could come down, but right now, it looks like there's some upside potential. So what's the final verdict on Gerdau SA? Honestly, I think this is a stock with potential, especially for those who believe in the long-term growth of infrastructure and industrial demand. Their financials are solid, though margins are under pressure, and the reliance on North America for EBITDA is both a strength and a risk if that market cools. The valuation looks reasonable, with forward PE ratios trending lower, and my intrinsic value estimate suggests some upside. However, the cyclical nature of steel and exposure to economic slowdowns in Brazil are real concerns. I'd rate Gerdau as a cautious buy for now, maybe allocate a small position and watch how their margins and regional performance evolve. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. See you in the next one.